This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Batman. I actually wrote this song.
You did a great job.
I didn't sing it though.
Oh.
Or nor did I compose it. I'm just the lyricist.
Yeah.
Lyricist. What do you recognize this?
Yeah,
Jim?
But I know the tune.
This was from
like it's in a lot of stuff.
This was from Batman 1.
Oh yeah.
1989.
Yeah, yeah,
this is when the Joker was Jack Nicholson.
Joker.
And he's lollygagging through, and he's being all whimsical and shooting people and stabbing people and everything.
Yeah.
Sorry, microphone. I just punched the microphone. So good. Joker.
It's gonna be a hot time in the old town tonight.
That's so good. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 9:08. Tomorrow, I will get my pigskin punishment yet again. 4 out of 5 weeks. Just for distribution of attention.
Somebody else.
We're going to pluck your mustache hairs for each loss.
That's painful.
Never said anything about that, but it is connected to the beard, so it is all encompassing.
Yeah.
I'll grow a unibrow so you can't mess with my eyebrows this season.
You probably do it in 2 days.
That's when movies had proper scores.
Back when they do Danny Elfman. He was.
Elfman,
yes.
That's every bit of that instrumental sounds like the Simpsons theme because it's all the same.
At first, it sounds like some kind of Beethoven thing.
No.
It's some kind of public domain thing. But
Oingo Boingo is a talented guy.
That's Danny Elfman.
David Foster, another good one.
Yeah.
Sounds like almost like a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory kind of thing.
Oh. Yeah.
You know?
I know what that was. Somebody tell me it was a kid's movie.
Oh, Willy Wonka, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with fondue or anything like that.
I'm trying to get a golden ticket.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, you want to hear something funny about
yes.
I said Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Please.
You want to hear something? You know, at this point, with all the different punishments and all the different crap that's going on, I have no embarrassment left. Might as well just throw it all out there. It'll make somebody laugh.
Mm-hmm.
They're having a horrible day. Laugh at my pain. You know, what was the conversation? I think it was just last week, maybe the week before. Nine, you had mentioned about, Lockjaw.
Yeah, yep.
But the tendonitis. Which one was it?
It was
tetanus.
Lockjaw, right?
Yeah, lockjaw, tetanus.
Yeah, rusty nails and all that stuff. And then we're talking about things that you were told as a kid that you were never, maybe formally. It was maybe never formally addressed, and it just took your buddies telling you, no, they were lying to you, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and then I'd always hear about lockjaw talking to my parents and old people in the family and the rusty nails. I mean, you're just going to step on nails all the time as a kid. And then it was quicksand was one you got from TV.
Yeah.
But quicksand was everywhere, and you were eventually going to get stuck in quicksand.
Yeah, so your uncle said he'd get hair on his palm, but you wouldn't.
Yeah.
You would go blind, or you'd use it if you didn't lose it, you know.
Hairy palms.
Hairy palms, that's right. No relation to Kent.
Oh,
so my sister, Angel the Golden Child, she now lives up in Massachusetts.
How you doing? Nobody.
That hasn't affected them at all.
No.
I was talking to them on the phone over the weekend.
They sound the same.
Park.
Well, she sent me. I broke one of my own covenants when it comes to communication. Like if someone if somebody sends you a text, they want a text back. Uh-huh. They don't want you to call them. But Angel sent me a picture of my nephews. And I was like, I'm just going to call her right now. Because normally, you do that thing where you don't show up at somebody's house unless you call and say, hey, I'm going to come by. Back in the 80s, people would just pop over anytime you had to get your house all together.
I had to keep it clean because they'd be coming.
Had to keep it clean. You know, now it's like, hey, I'm going to text you before I call you just in case you're in a meeting.
I hope the nephews pick it up. They pick up the accent. Uncle Matt, you bastard.
Oh, why don't you come up here sometime, Uncle Matthew?
You want to have a catch in the yard?
You want a catch it? Triple decker.
So.
You want to play Xbox?
My nephews, who may be 5 and 3, they love Paw Patrol and what's the other one? Not Thomas the Train, but there's another one where they're
ABC's
like,
kids?
No. One's a cop, one's a fireman. I think there's a postal worker in there too. It's like real jobs, but they're animated or whatever.
Village people. Mm-mm.
They're going to come down to visit when they're 21, and Matt's going to take them to Harvard's.
Yeah. We're going to Boston Market.
Yeah, we're going to Harvard's, want some booze, Uncle Matt.
We're going to Stop and Shop.
I'm hanging out on Yorkie Way, Uncle Matthew.
We're going to Stop and Shop.
The boys were standing in front of a postal truck,
mm-hmm.
a mail truck, as it used to be called.
Yeah, it used to be mail truck. They had them Jeeps, man. Those Jeeps were cool.
And it was a picture of my nephew standing in front of that, and it said, look, Matthew, we have Charlie trucks up here, too.
Oh, Charlie.
So here's the explanation of the story.
Yeah, what's with that?
When I lived at Poe Mill, our mailman's name was Charlie. Now,
okay.
This is hard to fathom, but my mother, who also grew up at Poe Mill, had the same mailman whose name was Charlie.
Oh, Charlie same was guy. Everybody's mailman, yeah.
One of those things where it's a community mail. It's not like it is now where you can just throw that thing on your Jeep you have a steering wheel on the right-hand side, you can be a postman. You know, all those things. They don't look like post office trucks.
So how many times do you get shot?
So
it was different back then.
It was a different time. Like, this was a guy who was like, he would walk up to the door and bring the mail just to say hello. Yeah. Like, if it was our birthdays, he'd give us a silver dollar or like a $2 bill. Well, maybe not a $2 bill, but like, you know, some kind of birthday. He remembered your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I picture him like Michael Rapaport next Friday. Is that the type of mail guy he was? Kind of a facetious mail guy?
He was Mary's mailman when she was younger, so he was getting up there. And he's probably, I mean, that was the 80s, so he's probably not with us anymore, unless he's like 150. But so to my feeble mind, I thought that Charlie was everybody's post man. So anytime we would go like to the beach, like the Ocean Lakes, I'd be like, look, Mama, Charlie's down here too.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't call them postal trucks. I'd call them Charlie trucks.
That's sweet.
To the point where I had like a season of my life where I wanted to be a postal worker.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody would give me little postal trucks. I had a bank. I had like, you know, put your change in. That was a little postal truck.
Yeah. I've only Hess made one of those.
Oh, God.
Hess mailed you.
That's many Hess trucks.
And man, I may have gotten to middle school before I realized that.
How'd you find out?
I don't remember the exact time, but I remember someone's name was Charlie. And I said something to the effect of, oh, are you a mailman? Ha ha. And they're like, what do you mean? And I was like, Charlie was my mailman. And then it kind of like hit me like a ton of bricks as I'm explaining to myself at Sevier Middle School at lunch. I was like, yeah, he was... Wasn't that everybody's mailman? Wait a minute. No, it wasn't everybody's mailman.
I don't know. I didn't get my reference.
But in my mind, I equated it to Santa Claus because Santa Claus could get around.
Yeah. So you'd think the mailman could too, not realizing Santa Claus is quite magical.
And when you're a kid, everything is small, right? Like going to the beach was like going to another world, you know? Everything. So in my feeble mind, I thought that he was everyone's postman.
I love it when you find out from other kids and they crush each other's dreams.
That's the thing. That's why homeschooling is best, because it'll keep your kids, their balls from being busted, and also your secret safe.
Well, that's good to have them busted.
He was everybody's mailman. I thought Charlie was like the Santa Claus of mail.
Yeah.
My mail lady looks like Greg the Hammer, and she smokes, even in the hot of the sun.
I never have the same one. That continuity is gone. I mean, it really is.
I have a really cool one. What's up, Julie? How you doing?
Yeah, you know him by name.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. She stops to see my dog sometimes.
Yeah.
We'll chat, but she's mainly stopping to see my dog. She's ask cool. Her, she her knows, husband's a big P1, too.
Ask her if she knows Charlie and what he's up to.
Okay.
Will she mouth kiss your dogs when she sees them?
No, just pets her. You know, Inga's friends with her. Inga likes... my dog, being a girl, usually really likes dudes, but she loves the male lady, Julie.
Some people like mouth kissing dogs.
Yeah.
I'll tell you another stupid thing I just thought of, too. When we first moved from Poe Mill, we'd get our hair cut at two places when we lived at Poe Mill. We'd go to OK Barbershop, which is now gentrified down in downtown Greenville. And then we'd also go to Oney's, which is now known as Cherrydale, soon to be gentrified.
Old Buncombe Road there.
But when we moved, my daddy said, we're going to get a haircut Saturday. It's like, oh, are we going to Oney's? He's like, no, we're going to this new place. It's called Charlie Brown's. And I was like, what? Charlie Brown is going to cut our hair? Will Snoopy be there too?
Go to a bald barber.
Matthew, you might be a little mentally impaired.
Well, I mean, it's coming from the same kid who thought he was born on a soap opera because he's born in General Hospital.
There's another one.
Cornrows are too tight.
I thought that because I was born in general. Boy, I was stupid.
You had a very grandiose imagination as a child, like very grandeur.
I it's no lie that when I was born at Greenville General Hospital, it's so long ago, it's not even a thing anymore. And my mother, possessive, she loved Days of Our Lives and General Hospital.
Yeah.
And when I was told my whole life that I was born in General Hospital. I remember thinking, like, was I delivered by Alan Quartermain? I mean, what happened? I need details here.
I'm sure you're not the only kid that thought that.
No, there had to be others. Don't forget, Fatboy over here is the guy who thought the hired killers were coming to get him instead of bugs.
Every time I see a hired killer's van, I'm going to take a picture and send it to Fatboy. Like, watch out.
Dude, we still get pictures of the trucks around, the vans around all the time on the social media. People send them, say, oh, they're going for Fatboy.
You'd look out the window and you'd
still get them. I still see them too.
You'd see the hired killer's van and you'd think someone was there to take your life.
Yeah. I don't know about the General Hospital, but you know, I saw a parody where they're making the babies. It's called Venereal Hospital.
Yeah.
It was Dr. Quarterdang. Dude. Yeah. I'll show you the link. Yeah, I still see hired killers all the time.
It's weird how, like, if you're not told something, it's cute. Like when you're young, like, oh, you know, like the time when that bridge. Right there in front of the Waccamaw Pottery at the beach that I was convinced that we were jumping. They'd say, close your eyes. We're going to jump it like Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, yeah. I know the one you're talking about.
Yep. And I would close my eyes. The bridge had always stood straight up there.
Yep.
And I'd close my eyes. And then as we would land, they would like shake the car. And I'd like, we made it.
God.
I wonder if then they thought I was going to have issues later in life.
Well, I mean, like, did you have any problems with kids trying to steal from you? Because it would have been so easy. Take your ball cards or your money?
That was my preacher who stole those.
That's true.
The money, too. But, no, it's that thing where it's cute when you're young, but eventually you have to, as a parent, you have to, like, remind yourself, okay, at some point we need to tell them. You know, like, there's, I don't want to mess up anything for any parents who have their kids listening, but, you know, there's a certain thing that maybe when a kid gets to a certain age, you tell them, And part of that is so they don't get their balls busted at school.
They might try to transition you to the high school where you don't graduate till you're 21.
That's true.
And then the next thing you know, you're going to be like thinking, oh, all postmen are Charlie.
The only reason I know they're not because a buddy of mine, Justin's a carrier.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's the only reason you know they're not?
Yeah. Other than that, I'd be in the same boat.
I was not born on a soap opera.
No.
I was not...
Sorry, Matt, you weren't.
Victor Kariakis didn't give Mary her C-section.
Can you imagine?
The redneck days of her life.
How you would turn out.
I don't know how we're going to make it through this.
Hey, I was delivered by Patch. A lot of people don't know that.
P1 Bug Killer texting in 72341. When we see you too, fat boy.
Well, I mean, look, now they got bugs on the car so you don't feel as dumb. But back then, it was just the phone numbers and the hired killers.
What, it's summertime? You were home alone, fat boy?
Yeah, my mom was at work. And I'm like, hey, there's a car out here that says hired killers. She laughed. She said, hang on, tell it again. I had to tell it three or four times.
Put it on speaker.
She put everybody on there.
And he was laughing at
even you, Mike Wallace, you laughed at me.
Oh, did you have a real deep voice then? Like you do now?
I don't think so. Hey, I'm sure I still had big anatomy, but I don't think the voice is deep yet.
It's fat boy.
Had a big gut then, too?
Fat boy.
I know I'm only 4 years old and you left me at home, but I think some Gambinos are outside.
I might be some bananos.
Oh.
I think there's a Lucchese presence here for real. But I don't know. Yeah. I still see him all the time.
Yeah. So I thought several people are texting in. They knew. Look, the guy's passed away now. I mean, he would, if he were alive now, he'd be in his 90s. There's absolutely no way. But if you knew him, he was just neighborhood friendly guy. You know, that stuff that's gone. Like, you know, the baby boomers talk about the milkman.
Yeah.
The milkman would show up.
He was everybody's dad, except he didn't know it.
Did he ever put in for a transfer to Hawaii, but he had 7 bags of mail he had to deliver before it went through?
No.
Maybe. We don't know that.
That was a good movie, though.
Good movie. Right. Man, it's weird how small the world is when you're a kid like that. It just is. It's tiny when you're a little kid.
Well, I know, and I was very sexist, even as a child. Yeah. There should have been a Charlene out there.
Yeah.
Delivering mail, too. But not in a blue truck, in a John Deere green one.
Hot summer night.
You get it?
Yeah. Billy Bob, love Charlene.
Yeah, thank you.
Made her scream all night.
No.
No.
That's the sequel.
Yeah.
You're thinking of Chattahoochee. Mm-hmm. Paige?
Yeah.
What are you working on in the
Plex? Well, a guy lied about being carjacked. I'll tell you why next in your Rice Guys headline.
Whole town says she was giving him. Is that not right?
No,
either?
No.
Yeah. Red on the head?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. All right. I can't remember the rest of the lyrics. I'll look up Joe Diffie lyrics during this commercial break. More Rise Guys right after this with Paige.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet. Yes!
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Well, a man lied about being carjacked. Why do you think he did that?
Oh, man. He probably wrecked his car. He tried to.
That's a good theory.
Oh, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
He got T-boned. They tried to.
Somebody stole it. They did it.
Push it out into the low tide, but it was high tide. Didn't realize.
Yeah, yeah. What happened?
Great theories. All right. A guy named.
Banging this dude, BJ?
Anthony Thomas from Memphis, Tennessee. He called the cops on Monday to report a carjacking, and he said he'd been sitting in his car when two guys forced him out and drove off with it.
Yeah, it's believable in Memphis.
Is it?
Yeah, you should be walking there is a great song.
Like Mark Cone, right? Mark Cone?
Yeah.
Luke Combs, I thought.
No.
Well, after running the license plate information, the police discovered that the vehicle had actually been towed from Summer Avenue several hours before that, before Thomas claimed he was carjacked. So officers confronted him with the information, and that's when Thomas confessed that he was making the entire story up. Oopsie. He had to come clean.
And now I bet they found out about the affair, too.
Yep, that's when he admitted that he was carjacked, and the car was towed while he was with his mistress, and he didn't want his wife to find out the whole affair.
You know the best thing to do if you want to cheat is break up.
Or do it for a little while longer than not get found out.
Right?
And then break up.
So he was charged with something, filing a false police report.
Oh, that's it? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, what else?
I don't know about his marriage. It's kind of up in the air now, I guess.
I really don't like this song.
I don't get it. What is he talking about? Is he actually just walking around?
I think it's like sunshine in my pocket kind of euphemisms. Like he's walking around Memphis looking for a hooker.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
He got shot in the head.
He's got some walking money, walk around money.
He's talking about a couple girls in the jungle room waiting for Elvis, waiting for the king. Like, come on, man! You were so lame. You made Elvis not cool. What the blank, dude? You made Elvis lame because you're such a dweeb.
His wife.
Dweeb. Oh man.
He's a dork.
It's Throwback
bro.
Tuesday.
He's a dork. Poindexter.
Dillweed.
You doing ferg wad?
Duh.
Strong word.
You're watching Clarissa.
All right.
Dickford.
Meanwhile, in Louisiana, a prostitute calls the cops after a customer demands a refund. Not saying she was a bad hoe, but the customer didn't like what she did. This is a 50-year-old woman named Pamela Landry. She's a prostitute in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And
why Garth was calling.
And she went to a motel on Sunday morning to meet a 61-year-old client named Michael Pratt. He agreed to pay her money and crack. That's the extra bonus, I guess.
Yeah. Money and crack.
Yeah. And after they finished up, he was furious and demanded a refund because, according to Michael, she didn't provide, quote, services. I don't know what the service is, but you can only assume, right?
The The only thing I know about that is what I learned from Pretty Woman. They won't kiss you on the lips. But they'll do everything else. It's so weird.
Well, the girlfriend experience ones, don't they do all that other stuff, right? The ones you pay like thousands of dollars a night, they'll kiss you and stuff.
Oh.
I mean, I don't have enough money to know personally, but that's what I've read.
Oh.
For those
back
in
when
the know.
Every politician was with them, hooking up with porn stars for lots of money.
When? Before they had private islands to whisk them away and do it.
No, these were women of age.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah, these were legal age women. Like grown-ups, adults. Well, this is a great song here, though.
No, it's not.
I can't believe I found it.
Colin Baton Rouge is blank, dude. How do you not like Colin Baton Rouge?
I don't know that I like Garth Brooks anymore.
Why?
I like old Garth Brooks. New Garth Brooks doesn't look like Garth Brooks. I feel like he's a clone.
It's kind of old.
Yeah. What, you say old Garth Brooks? You mean like 1990 to 1995?
No, yes.
Rodeo?
Oh, yes.
Rodeo.
Yes.
This is one of my favorites, though.
You going to sing?
No, I'm good.
You don't know the words.
I know every one of the words. It's just a hard song to sing.
Raider, won't you send me on through? Got to send my love down to Baton Rouge.
Garth Brooks was like somebody that would try to sell you life insurance now.
He does look
How'd
like
he get more hair? I guess he just didn't stop shaving his head, though.
What happened?
I don't know. I mean,
he's fat as his wife now.
Maybe he got.
You mean Miss Yearwood?
Something cropped on top.
I saw a commercial the other day. I just don't like what Garth Brooks is doing now. He's.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I don't know. I mean, money changes people and all this stuff, but, like, he's just, I don't know. Quit singing along with it, Jimmy. It's an awful song.
Do the Chris Gaines episode.
Oh, it's a well-written song. It's good.
Well, I will give you that, and I'll see you with two pina coladas.
No, that song's not good.
Got one for your chance.
One for your hand, one for your mouth.
So back to the story.
It's an awful
song.
He
was arrested for prostitution, and she was arrested for prostitution and possession of drug paraphernalia. So I don't know what the services were. I have to study that.
What he wanted. Maybe he wanted something done with his crack, and she misheard him.
Oh, yeah, that could happen.
Neck.
You know,
his
she
back.
Yeah, she cracked his back. Yeah. There you go. All right, well, a woman was kind of annoyed by her neighbor, so she did the next best thing, and she went to a woman's Facebook rant telling her neighbors to give out better Halloween candy goes viral. So she was tired of cheap candy. She says it somehow infiltrated our community and has to stop. We are an affluent neighborhood, and this status should be reflected in our candy provisions for Halloween. And she wasn't going to take any more of that anymore. No crappy candy.
She's like, you take them dots and you shove them where the sun don't shine.
So where did this happen?
Me too. Dots are awful.
Rancho Cucamonga in California.
You take those peanut butter things wrapped in orange or black paper and you stick them up there
too.
Give
them to me. I love those.
I say you get lockjaw eating dots.
Yeah.
So she was even more condescending when she said, "Dum-dums,
I'm giving out corn nuts this year.
Smarties and Jolly Ranchers might be okay in some other cities nearby, but we are an affluent neighborhood, and this status should be reflected in our candy provisions for Halloween." So I guess she's saying, you know, it better be the proper candy bar, nothing at all.
See, this is a bitch trying to get chocolate from her kids' trick-or-treats, and she's not going to have else in the bag.
Mama's got to get something.
Taking a big dump all over whatever ain't chocolate candy.
We'll see that.
I mean, how you gonna hate on Jolly Ranchers?
Well, there's the thing at one of the big box retailers, the BBR, that has a sign up in their Halloween aisle that specifies these do not have nuts in them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for nut allergy. You got to be conscious of that. You can't just...
Sick.
You can't just say, hey, here's trick-or-treat.
Yep.
And nuts in it.
Yeah.
You should have a...
Although their parents should go through there in case there's, you know, apples with razors in them and things.
Yeah.
Nowadays, I guess you should have two bowls, the nut bowl and then the other kind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything's explained out. Like if you go to USA Today or CNN and read an article, it'll tell you this is a 3-minute read. This is a 2-minute read.
Yep.
Wow.
Then you got to time yourself and make sure you're not dumb or slow.
Everything's out there for you.
Well, here's a story out of New York. A guy got fired, and then he kept showing up to collect his paychecks for 4 years. You're wondering, how could this happen? Didn't you think that, you know, payroll would have figured it out?
Dude, a woman just got on an airplane without an ID or a ticket and got on the plane. And, yeah, of course things like this are going to happen. Think about it. Everybody you work with, you know somebody doesn't do their job. They've been there for years and years, and you're like, how does this person keep their job? It's in every industry around every facet of our society. Somebody don't give a crap, and that's where the things slide through.
Do you know more people who do or don't know how to do their job? I'd say I know more who don't.
Yeah, I was saying those people have just one.
Yeah. If you have one person at work who don't know how to do their job, y'all are killing it.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
If the majority of people where you work know how to do their job, y'all, congratulations, y'all did great.
Nobody did. I talk to everybody. Everybody says we have the one.
Yeah.
Who, I don't know how, they must have, you know, it's the thing people say, oh, they must have something on somebody.
Yes.
Oh,
how
yeah.
do they keep, they must know something about somebody.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They got some blackmail.
Uh-huh. Someone had sex with a ghost.
Just don't eat them,
I've
right,
I've heard
Paige?
That expression before.
Somebody just had sex with a goat?
Yeah, some southern thing. Some
I might have been talking about an old goat, like an old woman.
Maybe.
I don't know.
You ever heard that one?
Had sex with a goat? Never. Must be a California or a Beaufort thing.
Did they let that guy keep his swing line stapler?
I don't know.
Or did he burn the place down?
So this 47-year-old guy by the name of Ronald Berry, he used to work as a subway cleaner for the MTA in New York until he got fired a few years ago. But apparently no one told the payroll department. So for 4 years, he kept showing up on payday to collect his paychecks.
He's like the Bobby Bonilla of transit authorities.
He's like Milton from Office Space. He's real life.
Yeah, no crap.
Bobby Bo.
And in that time, they've paid him roughly $250,000. And then he went last Thursday to get his check, and that's when the cops arrested him.
Wow. This is Trump's walkout music now. I don't know if you know it or not.
I'm going to win again.
Hey, fat boy.
She will.
Have you never seen Office Space? Do you not like Office Space?
I tried to watch it. Yeah. They got to put all the quotes like in the first 30 minutes. Like, I know Gary Cole was in the movie, but I don't know his character.
Yeah.
Lumberg.
Okay.
Lumberg.
Yes. Yeah, that's an awful movie.
No, named after the stinky cheese.
It's good.
Who?
Mike Judge. It's good. Oh.
Yeah, he's good. But
I thought you said Mike Hunt. Good. I didn't know he was in it.
No, Mike Judge.
So this guy.
You know how Fat Boy didn't like that movie. It's funny as hell. It's dirty. It's funny.
His brother Terry's in the movie. I couldn't get into it, man. It wouldn't pick up.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like Lord of the Rings. It sucked.
That's just long.
Well, the guy says he didn't do anything wrong. He claims it's the MTA's fault, not his, and they arrested him for trespassing when he showed up to get his check, and it's not clear if he's also facing fraud charges and if he will have to pay all that $250,000 back.
I mean, some of this has to be on the people who kept cutting him checks.
Yeah, I know.
Some of the responsibility has to be on them for screwing up what they're supposed to be doing. Like, he was forging the checks. They kept issuing legal checks to him under his name. It seems like they screwed up, and it should be their fault.
I thought payroll was, people had a pretty tight lock on that stuff.
Hell yeah, man.
Well, Jim Belushi.
I missed a check one time I was supposed to get.
Really?
Yeah, I really did. Okay. I missed one. It's been years ago, but I missed a check I was supposed to get.
They made good on it, or give you a bunch of Dr. Pepper?
No, they made good on it. They made good on it that time.
Awesome.
I think I missed one this past week. I might have to check that out. Yeah.
Well, I got half mine.
You're welcome.
Hmm. Well, Jim Belushi is doing something in props to his brother.
Oh, boy.
He's growing a Blues Brothers strain of marijuana.
Oh, my God.
As you know, he's jumped on the bandwagon. He's a cannabis grower in Oregon. And this weekend, he threw his third harvest party and at his farm in the southern part of the state. And a whopping 400 people showed up. And that's when he announced that he's going to release a Blues Brothers strain of pot. They also performed the Blues Brothers, and the event raised $54,000 for.
He still performs with Aykroyd?
I guess.
I think John Goodman some too.
Oh, yeah, Goodman too, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Don Nelson grows his own. But he smokes it all.
Don't you think, like, when I think of Jim Belushi, I know he still does that, and he did the Planet House of Blues.
Yeah.
And it's like he just kind of stepped right into his brother's footsteps, almost like Kevin Farley tried to do.
Yeah.
Which didn't work at all.
Didn't work at all. It's weird to me. It's almost like he's just It's like Prince's family's doing, putting his music in on everything. They have Prince shirts at Walmart now. I mean, nothing against any of that, but it's just...
Anything for a buck, which is not what he was about.
No. It was a symbol, so they couldn't use his name.
You know what? This is a great opportunity for men in their 60s and 70s to start smoking pot. Right? I mean, who's that's the Blues Brothers audience at this point. They're senior citizens now.
Yeah. It's such a good movie, though.
It is. It's a great movie.
And the other thing I was thinking is like, okay, he's got his own strain of weed or whatever. But then I'm like, well, you have your own beer and you're on the radio. Why? So my question is, if we were in Colorado doing morning radio, would we have already had a strain of weed?
Well, I don't know.
No.
You don't think?
No. No. Not based on all the email from the company.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't have that. Yeah. Not at all.
I should read those.
You wouldn't be in the know.
The thing to remember about that is that...
I'm going into business with Michael Buffer.
Is that as broadcasters, we are under the thumb of the Federal Communications Commission, not the Colorado State Communications Commission.
Oh,
federal laws.
Is there a South Carolina Commission's
communication? No, it's federal. So whatever federal stance would be. And since the federal government has literally not done anything except sign executive orders for 60-plus years, no, we wouldn't.
Term limits. The whole international waters thing, it doesn't apply to the FCC because when we did our show in international waters, we still were under the Federal Communications
Commission. It was broadcast here terrestrially,
So,
we try.
If we had like a huge tower on top of the boat that would broadcast it all the way from the Atlantic Ocean to here, then we could say whatever we wanted probably.
We killed that guy and got away with it. Yeah. But as far as saying bad words on the radio.
The beach was fun because we cussed a lot.
Yeah.
Just had to remember to chop it out.
An 11-year-old tried to sell us hard drugs.
Cocaine and conch shells.
Yep. Oh, boy. All right. Well, Rise Guys Headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige.
Sex with a goat. Never heard that one.
Does Belushi also have a podcast, too?
Probably. Everybody else does.
Did you tell Fat Boy who has their own podcast?
Oh, no, I did not. He might have seen it, though. Former Clemson player. He taped an episode of his new podcast with at Danny Ford's Hemp Farm.
Oh, yeah.
Laverne.
Yep.
Levon.
Yeah. He said Coach Ford used to call him Laverne.
Oh, Laverne.
Make him mad. Oh. Yeah, Levon Kirkland.
Surely he was doing that on purpose.
Surely.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Paige. We'll take a break. More Rise Guys. Right, and 9's TSL question of the day. Fatboy just alerted us that we have a prize to give away today.
Yeah, man. This weekend.
Z-Max.
Yes, sir. Carolina Nationals.
Drag strip. All right, fantastic. All that and more right after this. Morning, everybody.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagrams, slid in on the DMs, tweeted, all that stuff. Today was great. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Tomorrow's Wednesday. I get my pigskin punishment again.
Yes.
No, it's not a worst of show. Of the last 3 weeks, I lost again.
Yeah.
By tie yet again.
Yeah. That's when it really stings, man.
At the end of the season, I will make that a new law, or at least ask the board to make it a new law.
See, I kind of agree with that, because in the event of a tie, it should
be
some
double
kind of
punishment.
Or a competition to see who the loser is, right? A tiebreaker competition.
Yeah, don't say what we're making here. A competition.
I was changing
the rules.
Yeah. No.
For next season, God almighty.
Always.
You're winning. Why are you grappling?
Not.
Technically, I'm winning.
We're discussing a potential rule change for next year. You imagine if Paige on an NFL team...
She'd probably be kneeling in there during the Pledge of Allegiance.
No. The owner's meeting.
She'd be an old white man.
Discussing a potential rule change that'll be brought up in the offseason.
Speaking of old white men, drag racing, we have tickets for you to go to Z-Max with this.
And now, 9's TSL question of the day.
My grandpa, rest in peace, loved going to the Greer drag strip.
Mm-hmm. Old guys love it, man.
He did. And he was white, my grandfather. Ooh. So.
Oh, yeah, what?
I can say that.
This morning's TSO. Hang on, man. I get all screwed up when the thing plays and then we talk before I do the question. This morning's True the Consequences. That's not, I'm not saying you did something bad. It's just
there
my,
you are.
It screws my brain up.
Oh, my grandpa was white.
This morning's Truth and Consequences. What state did we call so Kyle could thank Gene and apologize to Gene? We called what state? Text the state to the CarolinaFavormail.com text line at 72341. take the 93rd correct answer to be a winner. Mattman wins.
I remembered it. Hey, that's a personal victory.
Yeah.
Get today's podcast. Go to 933theplanetrocks.com. Go to iTunes. Go to Google Play or just text podcast to 72341. Paige has got you another $1,000 with the P1 payoff in about 5 minutes. Fat Boy.
Going touchdowns.
5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Thank you all for listening. Have you a blessed day and tickle it, guys. It is good.
Bye. More rock and fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block hits you between the
bad
ears.
Baby, bad.
Next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.